Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A-Rex.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC. KC, D-Lo, D-Lo, we your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. What's good, what's good, what's good? We welcome you in here. Fix that. All right. We're good.
Well, just a couple
we're
things good. Here. Just a couple things.
Still can't get my camera looking like that one over there, boy.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I don't know what it is.
I'm saying, you know.
Them internal settings is 1080p, crazy.
1080p?
Internal settings is crazy over there. It's Friday, baby. Friday the 13th. Friday, June 13th. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Back for a second show.
What are you doing with him?
He's here with us. He's in a mood, too. I opened the door.
Feeling some type of way?
He's like, sup. He probably tired.
Well, no, bro. It's just I got to hurry up and make sure I got stuff
okay,
ready.
Man, I got you. Hey,
nothing to do with you.
No, I got you. I know who got to do it.
It's got nothing to do with anyone. I'm just saying.
I got you. No, it's good. Joe Brazil probably working concerts in the park tonight. Couldn't do his producer duties. But
is this the last concerts in the park?
Sweetie, no. I think we got one all the way at the end of. I think we have at least. Two more after this. At the very least, we have two more after this.
Let me ask you a question.
The 27th might be the last one.
Let me ask you a question. I don't even know if I should ask this question. So, it's probably been going on for like 8 weeks or so, right?
Concerts in the park?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many stations we got here?
We got 6. ESPN, 102,
ESPN,
Eagle.
Throw ESPN out.
KSFM, The End, The Eagle, Alt, and 98 Rock. So five music stations, six stations in total.
A lot of them got two nights.
They all got multiple nights.
Not all.
Except for one.
I'm just doing math.
We had two nights. Yeah. We had two nights, and then they cut it. They're like, nah.
I'm just doing math.
Now, I remind you, there were 9,000 plus people at KSFM's Concerts in the Park with Exhibit. D-Lo and KC, DJ Oasis. Yeah.
I'm just doing math.
Mind you, when Exhibit finished, no one wanted to leave. The city literally told Nico, our man, his DJ Oasis had to go. Nico was filling it, literally told him, you have to stop.
Yeah.
We started the night in front of 9,000 people. We probably ended the night in front of 8,000. Like, yeah, you got to stop.
Well,
at some point we're going to get respect, right?
You would think so.
Now Jesse says no. I think Jesse's right.
He's probably right.
You don't have to go take it, bro.
I thought we did. I thought we did that years ago.
I thought we did too.
To be honest with you, I thought we did that years ago.
Well, bring the tank down J Street. We're gonna bring the tank to Caesar's Shop.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know who's there tonight. I don't know who's performing. I just know Paul's going because Paul. You know, he's like, hey, you know, there's some things going on downtown. You know, the next couple of days, make sure you're safe. All that.
Yeah.
He's like, I got to be at Concerts in the Park tonight. I was like, oh. Okay, so I guess it's 98 Rocks night out at Concerts at the Park. I know the End had at least two. They might have had three. I know the Alts had a whole bunch of them. I don't know if the Eagle has had any or not, but it's not. I don't know.
No, that's great for them, though. It's awesome.
Why don't we just do our own concert in the park?
Yeah, we're going to do it at the Rail Yards. Nest Stadium go up. It ain't even going to be 102.5 or ESPN. It's going to be D'Lo and KC.
Exactly.
Concert start taking matters in your own hands.
Concert in the stadium is what we're going to call it.
You just got to take matters into your own hands out here sometimes, man. That's all.
So I would, hey man, we'll just keep going. We're going to pull up to Sky River Casino next Friday. We made the Sky River broadcast popular. The End didn't do any before we did. Wake Up Call. I mean, the Wake Up Call do numbers. Mm-hmm. They wasn't doing Sky River shows before old D'Lo and KC. But that's all right. They out there tonight. We playing bingo. It's shout Pride out, bingo
man.
Tonight.
Shout out bingo. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm a big fan of bingo. Let's D'Lo and KC, we should have a spades tournament.
Let's cook real quick.
Or domino.
That. Dominoes,
yeah, Domino,
Aldrin J. Concert at Casey's backyard.
I don't know.
Hey, concert in the backyard.
Hey, free venue.
Yes,
yay! Now we're cooking. Or as hotter than fish grease. That's a good idea.
Yes, it's hosted before Space Jam premiere.
So let's just keep this brainstorm going.
Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Yep. What would be better?
Mm-hmm.
Concerts in the backyard, like my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Or if we have one like Rick Ross's backyard. Remember we did that? We can do that somewhere else.
Where can we do that? House. Where can we do that, Casey?
I don't know. Who has a pool here?
You're a turncoat.
What are you talking about?
To be clear.
What?
You're a turncoat. That's what you are.
Well, it's the big show.
Oh man, yeah. Oh, maybe we do that.
Man, but like I said, man, just
we're gonna have a party at my house just to prove a point. Just to prove a point. Everybody come hang out at my house just to show Odyssey people actually do care what we do. I got an idea. Because again, we're talking about content. What if we did wine tasting?
Well, that'd be fine.
Hey, wine tasting goes crazy.
What if we did wine tasting with D'Lo and KC?
I think that would be fire.
Okay.
I think that would be fantastic, actually. I like that.
Okay.
I like that a lot.
Let's
can we do that between 12 and 8?
let's marinate on that one a little bit.
Yeah.
I think we're on to something. Wine tasting with D'Lo and KC. Okay. All right, we're gonna work. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, how did that go again?
You got to swear a little
bit. I don't. I've drank wine. Not a wine person.
Never,
I've never.
Never
made
done
you
that.
Never, you I've never, never,
I've never made
wine.
That noise before in my life.
I've never done that.
Well, okay. All right. No. I don't know.
I don't think I want to go wine tasting anymore.
I guess it's just me and LeBron who do stuff like that, I guess.
Well, you've now compared yourself to LeBron James, De'Aaron Fox, and Malik Monk. That's fine. Who else are you similar to?
Well, Steve Nash and J.J. Redick were drinking the wine too, right? Or were they just there?
I don't know.
I've never really watched the video. Are they just there at LeBron's wine cellar?
Probably.
They're not even drinking wine.
Probably.
Bringing the wine in LeBron's basement.
Probably. Wine is the move. And it's weird that LeBron has fashioned himself this wine connoisseur, but he slapped his name behind a tequila label.
Tequila probably sells more.
He'll have a wine at some
point. Well, I'm sure he will, but why didn't you go that route first?
Maybe he was, you know, kind of a noob.
I mean, his boy did it. 3x weight.
He did. Shout out to
not Ryan a bad Wilson. Wine either. Yeah. Not a bad wine at all.
What do you think sells more, tequila or wine, though?
I mean,
like, I feel like people, like, people have like their question. People have like their wine. I feel like, I'm not, you know, like, everyone has like the set type they drink. From what I've
no,
seen.
That's true.
I'm not trying to, you know, in
hey,
no shade.
You can
or
go get
like
a bottle
that.
Of tequila from anywhere.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but his isn't like. His isn't shooter tequila.
Yeah, but
well, what's the price? Still, I'll tell you if it's shooter tequila.
No, it's but not. It's you. Like he's 70 plus, depending on the age. All right. How yeah, it's aged.
But no disrespect to anybody, and like I might have a tequila one day too, so I'm not shading it. But tequila is like a mankind cheap pop. Like you put a tequila, you know, somebody gonna pick it up. Wine.
Oh, just, sir, you're mistaken. I think you're mistaken
tequila
because
it's not a cheap hop.
No, nah, tequila is almost to me tequila is almost identical to wine. You can go to Bel Air or Rayleigh's or whatever and get 6 for 30 or whatever those deals are, and you buy cheap ass wine. Like you could do that just like okay. You buy cheap tequila. That's the stuff that you shoot. So but when you get high end tequila, like you
get
you
high
sip
end
that
anything.
Stuff.
You get high end cognac and it'll cost. So yeah, high in anything.
Well, that's
I'm just. You said I haven't checked LeBron's price, so you said
it's seven.
Price.
Yeah, I mean he has three figure tequila.
Okay. Shout out to LeBron. I actually haven't.
I think it's called Los something. I want to say Los Lobos, but I feel like they sang La Bamba.
You
so
getting
that's not it.
You getting LeBron's tequila or the Rocks?
LeBron. I've had Terramana. Terramana's not bad. Terramana's not bad. It's kind of like Terramana's right in the middle. Uh-huh. It's not cheap. You don't shoot it. You can mix with it. You can sip it. But it's not like it's the epitome of middle tier. If it wasn't the Rocks tequila, it'd probably be a $20 bottle. Mm. But because it's the Rocks tequila, it's a $40 bottle. Mm. And again, it's fine, but yeah. So I think LeBron's
another
is
another letdown by Dwayne.
Oh, that's what he does.
I'm not really a tequila guy anyway, though. So
I think you've had the wrong tequila. I think you'd like. I think you'd like some of the tequilas I have. So, I think you'd like Sincoro.
Well, you know how I feel. Like all alcohol doesn't taste good. There's some that taste better than others.
Sure,
but it's not like lemonade. Right, like, well, it doesn't taste good like that. I've had some good ones. I've had some. I mean, I thought, no, definitely not getting paid for this. I thought McQueen was really good.
No, it was. Yeah.
I thought that was really, really good.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just saying. Correct. We're not getting paid for this. Haven't in years. Way before you'd realize.
Dame had me some tequila really once to sip on at his party. I was like, yeah, I'm not ready for this yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that was one of the better bottles I gave you, too.
Maybe I'm not sophisticated enough for this. Yeah, I don't know. He said some good tequila. I was like, okay. I was like, all right.
No, that was the Casa I gave him. That was the fancy bottle. I was like, let's go, Jesse.
Yeah, no.
You and we were drinking with WCW.
Shout out to WCW.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't get it.
You weren't there.
Yeah, hey, you didn't. Hold on. We were there at about 6. You didn't get there till about 11:30.
Jesse and
don't
Chris.
Don't put me on aisle time.
Jesse and Chris.
No,
Io
got there at 2 a.m.
That's facts. Oh, Will's right. Fortezella is fantastic. I was drinking that a lot. And it's a hard bottle to get sometimes, but I was drinking that a lot in Vegas. Fortezella is terrific. I think if you got the right tequila, you turn on a little bit. Some are a little easier to sip than others. Mm. I know you like fruity drink. You like mixing.
I like mixing them.
You know,
that's
lemonade,
like
and you like mixing stuff.
Than red wines.
And like a good tequila, you don't mix that. And a darker tequila, you don't mix that either. Like a Reposado or an Añejo, you don't mix that.
I'll also drink anything, though. Like if I'm in a social setting.
Right, no, that's facts. He's done
Kenny's
it.
Kenny's a sorority girl all of a sudden.
No, hold on. Remember, hey, Kenny, this is a whiskey you sip, okay?
I'll drink it. Like I said, I don't really like bourbons like that, but I always get old-fashioned. Like, get old-fashioned, sip on it.
Well, it's because it's sweet. I think you like sugar. That's one of the main ingredients of old-fashioned is sugar. If you get someone a little overzealous, man, you're going to be nursing a brutal headache in about 20 minutes.
I don't think old-fashioned tastes great, though.
Okay.
Like, I don't think it tastes good, but it's something that you just...
Your palate is just not made for alcohol. But you like wine, though. You like sipping wine.
Yeah. I like
wine. And you like the way it tastes.
Right.
So we need to do wine tasting with D-Lo and KC.
100%. I had some wine the other night.
Do you know what it was? Just forget the commercial. Do you know what it was?
Oh, yeah, it's Friday. Oh, we're going to have a good time today.
See what happens when I don't look at the clock?
Who cares? Well, it's your fault then. I'm going to blame Jesse. Jesse's been working since the last 2 hours.
I was kind of waiting. Dan made the call. Keep going. I mean, we're kind of talking.
It wasn't like something super fancy. It was in...
What?
It was just something that I pulled out the wine fridge.
No.
Do you have a wine fridge?
Dude, what do you... How are you going to make me turn against him?
I don't have one.
Yeah. You don't have a wine fridge?
I do not.
Where do you keep your wines? Your alcohol?
On the shelf. Hey, yeah, I got videos to prove it.
We got liquor cabinets.
It's on the shelf.
Yes.
It's like it's like art, and it's just a display because I don't have a fancy wine fridge.
I got to go to the
That's
cabinet.
That's not even though.
I got to go to the cabinet above my fridge to get my alcohol.
It's not even it's nothing to get a wine
Isn't
fridge.
Isn't that why you drove to Antelope that one time was to get a fancy wine fridge?
That's true. Yeah, that's
You drove from – you hear this? You hear this?
No, that did happen.
Man.
He was always hanging out in Antelope for some reason.
Well, not always, no.
Look at Stephen's right. Wine fridge sounds like wealth.
Bro, you can get one from Lowe's right now for $250, bro. What are we talking about?
That's not the one you got.
The one I got is not $250, but it's not.
What was
it's not.
What
I don't
was
remember.
It,
it's not $1,300 like this one right here.
Because you drove from Elk Grove to Antelope to get it.
Real quick.
You haven't stopped talking bad about Antelope since the day you got that wine fridge.
I don't talk bad about Antelope because I like Antelope. I like people out in Antelope. It was just a different experience that I hadn't experienced here in Sacramento pretty much ever.
Okay.
I add it all up. How much does the wine fridge cost with the wine bottles that have been put in
there? Great question.
Yeah, because that's what it's for. Because, like, you know, if you got a wine fridge, because your high end is like, I buy some.
And how do you know?
I got wine in my cabinet, bro. I don't have no wine fridge for it.
I have a question. Is it a dual temperature wine fridge? It is, isn't it?
I think so.
Look at this guy.
It's been a while since I got it. It's been like 5 years. I don't remember.
Does it got one of the see-through doors?
And
like
I don't really go in the wine fridge.
It's one of them segregated wine fridges where the whites go on one side and the darks go on the other. Oh, I know. Woo! Come on, man. How much that cost?
It was...
Stephen Brown's wire.
It was probably about...
Is it,
we got it on a good deal. It was probably $300-$400.
Is it in your wine cellar? Because your wine cellar isn't chilled yet, right?
No, that's I don't still have a wine cellar.
Real quick.
Just in the kitchen.
Question from the committee.
Which one?
The only one.
3 minutes ago, 2 minutes and a half to be exact, you said that it's not bad. It costs $250. And then 30 seconds ago, you just said, it was not bad. I got a deal. It costs $300-$400.
No. I said you can get one right now. I'm Googled it. You can get one, any type of wine fridge at Lowe's right now for $250. I don't remember how much I spent for mine. It was probably $300-$400. Oh. I'll text my
You got wines in KC's house marching for equal rights over there.
All wines matter, huh?
Yeah. Not at KC's house. That's tough, man.
I'll find out because, you know, I want to be accurate. I'll find out right now. She probably don't remember either.
Do you put your pinky up when you drink your wine? By the way, concerts in the backyard is back. We're not going to D-Lo's house now after this.
Oh, yeah. See?
You got a wine fridge at your house?
Room, now that I think about it.
You got a wine fridge at your house?
There's not enough room.
Hold up.
There's not enough room. I don't have this big old backyard.
Let's see. King KC. That just reminded me of something. Oh, look at this boy guy. Look, that rich.
Wow.
Because I have a suit on?
Oh, there it is. Yeah, look at that boy. Hey, come on, man. Is that your backyard?
No, it's not a,
is
my backyard.
Is that your backyard right
That is
there?
at a hotel, at a resort.
Is one of yours?
I'm not sure.
No, it's just at a resort.
Not sure.
What are we talking about?
Look at this boy right here. Come on, man.
Hey.
I know they call you a boy, but where is the man? I ain't even seen him yet.
That's not KC. That's not KC. That's Kenneth.
Man.
That's Kenneth right there.
That is Kenneth Aloysius Caraway.
Hey, man, that was a good little spot, too, man. Like I said, I'm a. All right, relax.
Look at all those people at KC's house.
That's not my house.
That is incredible.
That's at a resort in Napa. What are we talking about?
You got a resort in Napa? Look, someone dressed like that got money.
I've got a black suit on with a black tie.
Yeah, it's rich, though.
What the hell?
I've only ever seen that from James Bond.
That's the shoot. That's the shoot. It's Idris Elba and Kenny going out for the first black James Bond. I love that they tried to make Idris Elba the first black James Bond, and filmmakers were like, just forget it. We're not making another
Oh, they James stopped.
Bond. They're just like, for the first time in 50 years, we're just murdering the franchise.
Oh, shout out Kings. No, Meritage. Hey, that was...
Meritage. Damn, yeah, that's a good one.
That's some good stuff right there.
There's a... Man, what I mentioned it before.
Oh, damn. Oh, it's worse. It's worse. No. It's way worse. He just dropped the phone.
I didn't mean for that to be on the air.
No, you just slammed the phone.
Tell us how much it was, or I'm just going to text Jasmine and ask her.
I'm not saying it.
Okay, that's fine.
You won't text her.
Can I read it and say it?
Okay. Hold on, Jazz.
I mean, it's not $1,300 like one I'm looking at right now.
Bro, we're getting to four digits already?
No. Oh, I'm saying it's not $1,300. How close
did you see that man's reaction?
It's not $1,300.
Dude, he slammed his phone on the desk.
No, he did. Yeah, he was flustered. He's been flustered twice today. We're only 20 minutes into the show. Oh,
you got it?
Oh,
hold on.
I'm going to give you a chance.
Pocket watch.
I'm going to give you a chance.
Hit my music.
I'm going to give you a chance to make this right.
Look, I'm telling you guys, they got one for $250 at Lowe's right now. I'm looking right now on Google. They got one for $250 at Lowe's.
These people are kind enough to spend their day with us. And you lied to them.
I didn't know.
No, let me pull up the camera for this
one.
Okay. I said I didn't know.
I text the woman of the house and said, how much was it? What do you think? Was her response $250? No. Was it $300 or $400?
It's not $1,300. I know that much.
It was $700-ish.
No, that's not even like super high end.
So your wife's a liar.
No, but I'm saying, no, that's what it was, but it's not even super high end.
Now,
I'm looking
crazy.
At one for $1,300.
Your memory's a lot clearer now.
How do we go from $250 is a decent price one to I got it for $300-$400? Now $700-ish. That's $800. Bro, that's $800.
The price tripled in a matter of 9 minutes.
Why do you lie to us? Why do you lie to us like this?
We're going to get to the truth at some point.
Bro, this isn't... I'm telling you, I'm looking at one for $1,300. It's not that. That's like the top of the top.
That's not what we asked.
Yeah. I forgot.
I asked you how much your wine fridge cost.
I forgot.
And you...
I thought it was about $300-$400.
You was like that clip of Muhammad Ali doing the... Ducking all of those punches.
Who forgets a $700 purchase? What? $700. Oh, I thought it was like... How do you forget
somebody
like that?
Rich.
No.
I can tell you how much every dinner we had in Las Vegas was, because I'm going to be thinking about it for a year.
I can tell you how much the Big Mac I got at McDonald's yesterday cost me as well.
Well,
I got Chick-fil-A yesterday. I know how much that cost.
Oh, it's funny when your memory works.
Look, in
the
my
point in all of this was I want to do wine tasting.
Yeah, we have plans, by the way.
That was the point in all of this. Before Kenny started telling his little fibs.
I didn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, and here's one thing in my Coach Christie era got right. He added his face to his avatar, too. Salute to him. He said, that's not bad. It's decent for a good-sized wine fridge. See, it's just average.
Yeah, good for big baller in my Coach Christie era.
It's just, well, he's rich. He's rich. I'm not.
Here, I had to find some of the wines that I had lately. Chaos Theory is a terrific wine.
Okay.
That's a black-owned label. It's fantastic. You can get it at Total Wine. Mm. Spear 21, the cabinet is terrific. Mm. And the Turnbull, I mentioned that. Katie and I had that. I can't remember where we were, but I remember taking a picture of the menu like, we have to have this again. Mm. And... Yeah, it's called Turnbull at the Cab. Fantastic. Here's your three Ryan records.
All red?
All of those are red, yeah. Cab has become, I think Cab is the boldest. I'm not LeBron yet. I'm still learning. Mm-hmm. And I think Cab is probably the richest of the different, you know, the Zinfandels, you know, those obviously the whites and the Pinot Noirs and those types of different things. I think I think the cab is the one with like the bullest, the fullest, richest flavor, and that's the one I seem to gravitate more. You have to drink it a little slower. Drinking it at Sac State games, it can be a little tough because it is, you know, it's you know, especially if it's warm that day, or yeah. You know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little bit better if it's cold outside.
Yeah.
But it's I remember having it was the Jodeci concert. Mm. I was like, this wasn't the move for the Jodeci concert.
Okay.
Because you're not going to go back and get a second one.
Right.
But yeah, I like those cats.
And the crazy thing, the wine tasting, anything, it'll sneak up on you.
Oh, God.
That second.
Man, she got confirmation.
What the hell
too.
She ain't texting me?
Jesse, no. Jesse had to step out. I did get confirmation.
Well,
it's one of those dual zones for the darks and the whites.
Look, for $700, it better be.
Well, I mean, you could pay for segregation in your wine fridge.
And the crazy thing is, I don't think we have any white wines in there.
Wow. Wow. Really, Kenny?
I want some.
Really?
I want a variety.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What did I just walk back into?
Well, Kenny said he didn't have any whites in his fridge. What he said. You asked. I'm telling you.
That was a dot, dot, dot. Say white wine.
Hey, that's today's show title, by the way.
Man. I'm on Home Depot because I know that's where you got. Boy, this is a nice wine fridge.
You can get one, bro. It's nothing. You just spent about $50,000 in Las Vegas for a weekend, bro. You can go get you one.
It wasn't $50,000, but it stung. I'll be thinking about that dinner with Trista for a while because there was an extra person at a fancy restaurant.
Three.
Oh.
Three's company.
Thank God Trista doesn't drink. That's the only thing that truly saved that bill from going to Kamara levels was the fact that Trista doesn't drink.
Kamara sent us something about a week ago.
Kamara sent us something.
Damn, bro.
Kamara sent us something I had legit never seen before. Like in person. Like my friend had one of those. I've never seen it before. That man had one of them flights where he was like, had a bed.
Yeah, he got it like that.
I can't even afford to talk to Kamara. I just put him through to you.
No, that's the shoot. Sometimes he don't even call me no more. So that must be he must have hit a different tax bracket in 2024.
I don't have the slightest clue what he wants to talk about, but I can't afford this.
He used to call all the time. He don't call me no more. So I think he hit a different.
Call me either. He's just rich.
Yes, yeah, so Zabo's right. Kamara is the one who did say $1,500. That's not bad.
Yeah, come on.
That's it. We could do that.
That's a dream, though. Shout out Kamara.
All right, Kamara. It's Friday, baby. It's Friday the 13th.
Yes, indeed.
We're happy that you're here with us. We got finals games tonight. We got Kings rumors all over the place. We might start some. We tried to start one yesterday.
Well,
we'll have some fun. Eddie Gonzalez in the 2 o'clock hour. He's tweeting. That means he's got some things to talk about. That's all ahead. Phone lines are open for you. We're thrilled that you're here with us. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
I like Alex Rodriguez.
Okay.
Alex Rodriguez.
Why don't you tell everyone what you were watching?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Tell the people. Tell the radio. So they always get to miss. They miss. It's not fair to them.
No, well, because, no. Shout out Secret Base.
I won't throw another flag.
Shout out Secret Base. They put out great content. They do a great job. Their content shouldn't be edited because they do a great job. I was watching Beef History.
That's even worse.
Wow! That's even worse than what you said last time.
That's not even the same.
What are you doing?
That is the name of it. Bro, look at it. That's the name.
Like, what are you doing?
That's the name. No. Beef History.
It's way different than series. Like, this is like the history of it now. That's crazy.
They do a fantastic job.
You're the reason Connor felt like he couldn't talk on this
no,
show.
No, you guys are. I'm sitting here trying to have a.
Hey, we run a clean game here.
Hey, history's crazy.
I'm trying to have an
That's pretty wild.
Oh, like I said, the first time I was like, that's like crazy. Kenny's watching this video series. I know, but I called it history. Oh, that's crazy.
Hey, man. I'm just being a broadcast journalist. I have to say it by its name. That's what it is. But yeah, I watched it with Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez last night. Really good.
Okay.
And then I got into... No, I think I watched the whole thing. I just didn't... It was good. It just didn't resonate the same way. But it was Chris Paul and Rajon Rondo.
Okay.
They were lifelong beef.
Well, you're good, dude. Relax. Chill out.
You are.
How was your beef video?
You know what's crazy? You know, wait a minute. Wait, what?
No, it's clean from the
official.
It's fine. It's fine.
The official can just trip the receiver going down the sideline.
Well, incidental contact. Incidental contact.
I got KC plus five here, so we gotta tip the lines.
Can you imagine? Remember, I told you how different programmers from around Odyssey were gonna listen to our show.
Can you imagine if they tuned
into this one?
Are we at least gonna get a heads up of when they're gonna listen?
I don't think we're gonna get fired.
That's what we're gonna get.
I don't think so. They're gonna go back to Aaron Miller. Like, bro, have you ever actually listened to that show you put on the air?
Bro, we talked beef and wine for the first 34 minutes.
That's it, man. That's it. Well, it is June 13th, Friday the 13th. So one of the things on that Chris Paul, Rajon Rondo video that I thought was a little comical, I thought it was a little comical, and apparently everybody in the league did as well.
Okay.
Is, sorry, Jesse. Rajon Rondo was like kind of mad. Because he actually thought he was as good as Chris Paul.
Wait, hey. Hey, some of us believed it.
And he was like always like holding the championship thing. Like, you don't have a ring. You ain't never going to get a ring. Rajon, with all due respect, come on, man.
Let's keep it real. I'm not going to say he was Chris Paul. That time, he was one of the top 5 point guards in the league. Once like he kind of took over, like he didn't have the scoring, but... Rondo was putting up 15, 20
I don't
wanna, assists, rebounds.
Let's
like,
be
Rondo
careful.
Was that dude.
Rondo
like,
was really good.
Let's be careful.
No, he was one of the top 5 point guards at that time.
Let's not rewrite history too much. Like, he really was.
Rondo was really good. If Rondo was not with those three, he'd be LaMelo.
I don't know. You
like
can,
they,
you can argue
they'd
he
be
took that
without the scoring. His team would be awful.
I
don't.
2010, he took that. He elevated those guys. Like, they had no business.
I don't think he'd be
going
awful.
Up against the Heat. With
no,
chance
he
to go to the
would
finals.
Be awful. His team would be awful. If Rondo was the one. Like Chris Paul was the one on those other teams. Like, before he got to L.A., then it kind of got even.
Uh-huh.
But those Pelicans Hornets teams,
yeah.
They'd be awful. They would not be good.
Chris Paul was certainly a much better scorer than Rajon Rondo was. I don't know, man. Rondo was really good.
Rondo, those Celtics teams were pretty much from 2010 on. Like I said, they had no business with Paul and old man KG, like, probably getting to, with chances to get to the finals and all against the Heat.
It's Chris Paul, Darren Williams, and Rajon Rondo. Am I missing someone? Like, that's the,
those
were the guys.
Yeah.
And yeah. Rondo was definitely elevated a little bit, but he was kind of the outcast, but lived like of the when that group was formed, but absolutely lived up to his
role.
I don't know if that's the right way of putting it.
He played his position at a super high level. You know, we talked about basketball enough at this point. You know, there are levels to what's being asked of you out there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're Rajon Rondo and your little 13 points and 11 assists is good enough, do your little 13 points and 11 assists. But Chris Paul and Darren Williams, for that matter, get 13 points and 11 assists in a game, they're losing by 25. They have to get their, in some cases, 20, 30 points along with 9 to 12 assists. And they've got to play top-flight defense. There's levels to what's being asked of you. If you asked Rajon Rondo, as good as he is, and I love what he did in his role, but you take those three away and you say, Rajon, I'm gonna need 25 tonight. I'm gonna need 25 and 12 tonight. He couldn't give you that.
What if he was like he was elevating the playoffs though? He was getting at least 16 a game in the playoffs.
But a lot of that is also because the best
like 16 and 10 damn near.
The best defenders are on Ray Allen and Paul Pierce.
But I don't. So is the crux of this that he thought he was as good as Chris Paul? Is that their
issue. Like,
I don't have a problem with that. Like, what's he supposed to think? Like, I don't have an issue with that.
Obviously,
I think I'm better than Colin Cowherd. My bank account does not agree with me.
No.
But
no.
I don't have
he
a problem.
He can think however he wants,
uh-huh.
And he should think however he wants. But I think Doc, in the video, Doc Rivers talks about, well, come on now. There's levels to this. There's levels to it. Now they can think however he wants and go about it or whatever. But we're talking on the outside looking in. It's okay to say Chris Paul was much better than Rajon Rondo if that's what you believe. If you believe they're on the same tier, that's fine too. But I think Paul
was absolutely better.
Paul and I think Darren Williams were on a different level.
I think Darren, for a while, absolutely. Darren Williams leveled out really quick, though.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably years where Rondo was better than Darren Williams.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, for 06, 07, 08, it was Chris Paul and it was Darren Williams. Mm-hmm. That was the conversation. Rondo, it's hard to reference. It's the Kanye West syndrome. Like, Kanye was screaming at every... Now, work with me here. Not this version of Kanye West who showed up in federal court today, but the Kanye West who dropped the college dropout.
Mm.
He was screaming at everybody, this is special. I have something special. I have something special. You won't listen to me. You won't listen to me. And then he goes off, drops that album. It's crazy special. Now he don't want to listen to nobody anymore. Mm. That's Rondo. Like, Rondo, like, no, I'm a good player. You throw him with the... You know, you get those guys on the team. You get the Ray Allens, the Kevin Garnetts on that team, and all of a sudden you got a championship squad that they won't stop talking about. And
hey,
what?
What's your deal, pal?
And then I think Rajon Rondo was the last man standing there. No, he was like the only guy who wasn't traded to Brooklyn.
Rondo's issue was he hit a wall once he got out of Boston. Like, when he was at Boston, he was a four-time All-Star, All-NBA team, four-time All-Defensive team, two-time
This is campus, insane.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every time assist champ.
Did he lead the league in assist here?
I think
with DeMarcus?
Yeah, I think it was like 10, 11 assists a night. I believe he did.
That's crazy. Yep, he literally showed up in Sacramento.
Led the league in assists, 11.7 that year.
To just get in, like, I swear 8 of those were to DeMarcus.
So
he fell off, but like, if like you look at his accolades, he made all NBA teams. He made all defensive teams, like all-star teams, like while he was in Boston and all that.
But that's
not saying he was better than Chris, but like he, at the time, like he was talked.
That's probably my point and Chris's point. Once you left him, you weren't no old man. You was like 28, 29 years old. You fell off a cliff because you weren't as good as you weren't on that level.
But yeah, but wasn't the secret base like about their issues being at the time though? Like at that time, I don't think it was that crazy.
Yeah, but this is
like what, now we look at it like yes, Chris Paul turned out way better than Rondo.
Chris Paul is saying, well, I'm assuming this is what he's saying. Rajon Rondo's like, bro, we're the same type of player, and Chris Paul's like, no, we're not. No, we're not. You are surrounded by Hall of Famers. That's why you're able to do what you do. If you were asked to do what I'm asked to do, you drown.
Chris Paul with no ring?
See, and that's what Rajon would always say. Like, you got a ring. And Chris Paul would be like, you got a ring because you're with these dudes. If you're asked to do what I'm asked to do, you would drown. And at 27 years old, he started to be asked to do what Chris Paul was doing, and he couldn't do it. And now I'm just saying that for me, I look at Rondo, I'm like, yeah, he's a dope point guard. But that's like what Chris, like Chris is like, why are you talking to me? Like, you're not as good as me. Why are you talking to me? You've got better teammates than me. That's why you can talk about this ring and all this other stuff, but you're not as good as me. And at 27, he didn't have those guys no more, and he fell off a cliff.
Well, like CP3 was better, but like CP3 also had good teammates at points in his career and won Jack all.
Tyson Chandler, David West.
I think one of Chris Paul's greatest accolades is that OKC team. Mm. That OKC team that he took to the playoffs, is one of his greatest accolades. That was a trade. No one expected him to play. Everyone thought he was going to be bought out. He showed up. He played. I think he played the entire season. Mm-hmm. And that team was way more successful than they had any business being. That to me is as great as anything he did in Houston, and as great as anything he did in LA. That is a clear indication of the type of player Chris Paul is.
There's another discussion floating around right now.
Well, hit pause on that, and we'll come back. We'll get ourselves back on
track.
Oh,
look who's looking at the clock. Yeah, I was looking at the clock here. That's what happened.
I'm a professional. Sir. D-Lo and KC on ESPN 1320. Hey, hold on, man. Hold on, man.
Hey.
Hold on, man.
Hey.
Hold on, man. That boy Young Zell was back at work. That boy Young Zell back at work.
Stingers up is what we reppin'. Throw that pinky in the sky when you steppin'. Stingers up is what we reppin'.
Hey, Juice, let me know, sir.
They don't want the smoke when we playing them. You can catch me going dumb in the stadium. We see you making rules, but we breaking them. If you ain't built for the city, we ain't taking them. You know it's green and gold for the flex. You know we never fall with a test. We throw the best on the west. I'm about to throw a party in the nest. Keep that pinky high like your bougie. Come to Sacramento, make a movie. All that hating that they doing, they can lose me. You gon' have the biggest buzz if you choose me. If you ain't really like that, you ain't for it. I know you hear them words on that chorus. If you ain't really bout it, we ignore it. Brody, I'm a Sac State Hornet.
Hey.
Stingers up is what we reppin'. Throw that pinky in the sky when you steppin'. Stingers up is what we reppin'. Throw that pinky in the sky when you steppin'. Stingers up is what we reppin'. Throw that pinky in the sky when you steppin'. Stingers up is what we reppin'. Throw that pinky in the sky when you steppin'. Go go, go go,
hey,
go go,
hey.
Tell me what you reppin', huh? Go go, go go, go go, go go. Pinky high when you steppin', huh? Go go, go go, go go, go go. Tell me what you reppin', huh? Go go, go go, go go, go go. Pinky high when you steppin', huh? Stingers up is what we reppin'.
Sir,
throw that pinky in the sky when you steppin'.
Yeah, man.
Stingers up is what we reppin'. Throw that pinky in the sky when you steppin'.
Hey.
Stingers up is what we reppin'. Throw that pinky in the sky when you steppin'. Stingers up is what we reppin'. Throw that pinky in the sky when you steppin'.
And boy Young Zell right there.
Man. Yeah.
Stingers up, that new Sac State anthem. Congrats to our boy Young Zell. He had
Let's
hipped
go.
Us to that a while ago. We knew he was working on something special. And there it is, man. He unveiled it for us. Earlier this morning. That's nice fire. Job, Young Zell.
Yeah, that's fire. I love that. I love that. Come on, baby. Stingers up. I can't wait for football and basketball season, man.
Yeah, man.
I can't wait for football and basketball season.
Yeah, boy. Cannot wait. Great stuff from Young Zell right there, as always. We're going to get that. We still need to get that. Zell got tracks that can be played on 102.5, man. I don't know why we playing.
I mean,
I don't know why we playing. We need to have some of them records over there in the mix.
Yeah, absolutely.
What you were biting your tongue at the end of that conversation. What was it?
So one of
we were talking about Chris Paul. We were talking about if you're tuning in for something specific, you're probably not going to get it today. We're going to get to these Kings rumors. We're going to get to NBA rumors. We got Eddie Gonzalez. Eddie Gonzalez tweeted today. Whenever Eddie Gonzalez tweets about coming on D'Lo and KC show, he's got things to say.
Mm.
I ain't even checking with him.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it
Unsolicited.
Is.
Unsolicited.
But as soon as I saw the notification pop up that Eddie hit us, it was like, oh, okay. He wants to talk. And, of course, we've heard Kevin Durant's name for the last few days. Read some things about Giannis this morning. Heard some things about Giannis the last few days. So we'll dig into that. Plus, we'll ask him what he's heard regarding the Sacramento Kings and some of these rumors involving Trae Young and such.
Yeah. It's nothing like super major, but we were talking about like Chris Paul and his place in history. And one of the things going on right now, because Tyrese Halliburton is two wins away from winning an NBA championship, is a lot of people are like, don't even start. Like, they're saying it right now. No disrespect to Ty, but don't even start this whole, if Tyrese wins the championship, he better than CP3.
Don't do that.
And he said,
this
would kill ring culture, right? Like, but people will say that, right? Like,
yeah.
Rondo, but I got a ring, all this other, like, no. And they're like, we're not going to rewrite history.
That.
We
yeah,
were there for Chris Paul.
Yeah, we're not doing
but
that.
But it's interesting. It would fly in the face of the ring culture people, right? Like, can't be talking about rings in situations like this. And we're talking about right now. Who knows what Tyrese Halliburton might end up being? He might end up being better than Chris Paul, but he wins two more games, you know, in the next 3, 4, 5 days and wins a championship. this when, is not the time. Like, he is not at the point better than Chris Paul right now.
When Chris Paul... Phoenix was in the finals, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When Chris Paul was in the finals, and there was all that talk about what a ring would do for Chris Paul, I felt like we were the only two people in this country who said nothing. It wouldn't do anything. But like, like for him personally, I'm sure it'd mean everything. It'd mean right. the world. From like evaluating Chris Paul, it doesn't do it. Chris Paul is certified. Chris Paul is one of the greatest point guards we've ever seen. That's a hard stop. If he had won with Phoenix, great. To me, it didn't bolster his resume. Like, it's nice. It's at that stage in his career, it's really nice to have. And again, I'm not talking about from a personal perspective. I'm just talking about from the way we evaluate him. Chris Paul is one of the very, very, very small handful of guys who I think it doesn't matter that they don't have a ring.
Right.
It doesn't matter that Charles Barkley doesn't have a ring. I the only thing I think a ring would have done for Carmelo is if he had won it at a near peak stage in his career, it would have deaded the selfish player conversation. He couldn't have won one late. He couldn't have won one with the Lakers, with the Blazers. That wouldn't have had the same impact. Mm-hmm. But if he had won one where he was a 20-something point per game scorer with New York or with Denver, I think that would have had a different impact. Mm-hmm. But like looking back, if I took Chris Paul's resume and added, or excuse me, if I took Carmelo Anthony's resume and added a ring to it, like one, I don't know that that changes anything.
Right.
He's one of the greatest scorers we've ever seen.
Right.
That's his story. That's what he is.
It's part of what happens when we talk about sports or whatever, but Dirk getting a championship doesn't change how I feel about him.
Sure.
Like in a positive, like Dirk, if he would have never beat the Heat, revolutionized the game.
You know what?
One of the greatest players to ever play. Like whether he has that, I damn near forget he has a ring sometimes.
You know what I think that did though? Is that Warriors loss, his MVP season was pretty embarrassing. Like he was the MVP of the league and had to show up later in the playoffs to get his trophy because his 60-win team, I think it was 63 wins, had been eliminated. I feel like beating Miami, maybe not for him, but it kind of washed that away. They wound up getting the title.
Yeah.
And maybe it didn't. I mean, like you say, you forget he had a ring. Maybe it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like that embarrassing little footnote is mentioned as much anymore. It's more just he's an MVP, he's an NBA champion, 20 years or whatever it was with the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah. So yeah, that's something that's been floated around, and I think that's also unfair to Tyrese Haliburton. Man, let him play his career a little bit more.
I think it elevates Ty's status right now, though.
Absolutely.
I don't think it elevates his all-time status yet. We don't have to do that. But, like, it goes back to the conversation we had at the beginning of the finals. Who has the most to gain out of these two superstars from this finals? And I think the answer is Tyrese, because SGA just verifies what really would probably be a legendary season. I'm certain there's some historic value to it, too. Indiana winning, especially as the underdog, takes Ty up moves Ty up a tier.
There,
in my opinion.
Did you see that stat the other day? I did a double take. That was crazy. SGA with the most points in the first two games of the NBA Finals.
Like, yeah,
LeBron and Jordan were the two up there. I was like, my goodness, that was crazy. And that also reminded me. Did you see the question that I did? You unblock me on Twitter first of all?
No.
Okay, so you didn't see it.
No.
The question yesterday.
Why would I do that?
Well, sometimes I say some insightful things.
Well, I usually unblock you when you ask me to.
And then you go right back to blocking.
I do. It just makes life easier.
I asked because yesterday was 34 years or something to the day of Jordan's first championship.
Okay.
And there's people were talking about it in the picture of him holding the trophy. And I said, is that the most iconic championship picture?
I think so.
In sports history.
Like,
it's got to be
with the tears.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's one where he's just like resting peacefully. Mm. Then there's the ugly cry one. Yeah. I feel like the ugly cry one is absolutely legendary.
Is that as universally loved, though, as Ali standing over, was it Frazier?
Well, that was the other one, over Liston. That Liston? Was the other yeah. one. I think Bryce had brought that up first.
I feel like that one's probably more worldwide.
That it now that it,
I feel
okay.
like everyone like Ali. That people talking, he was like everyone tuned in for Ali. Like globally.
I think that's the most iconic sports picture of all time.
Ali,
yeah. There's another one of Ali, and I can't remember who it is, but it's taken from up here. And his opponent's on the ground.
Like, I think that was a...
He looked like Draymond Green at the Golden 1 Center, just laid out.
Was that another...
I know the picture. I feel like I heard it was Liston, but that doesn't seem right.
Oh, no, I don't think that was Sonny Liston.
That doesn't seem right.
Let me see if I can find it real quick.
But yeah, that is a fantastic photo, the one you're talking about. That's special. Yeah.
There's no way I'm going to be able to find it. Kobe. Oh, wait, no, here it is. Cleveland Williams.
That's not Sonny Liston.
He's literally sprawled out like this. This is how he's laid out. And Ali's in the corner with his hands in the air.
Yeah, that's an all-timer, too. But the Ali...
Nothing better than the... I think that's the Phantom Punch post picture, right?
Ali over Liston?
Yeah, is that the...
Yeah. So that's probably number one. That's unbelievably iconic. But I was trying to think, and I was just trying to think of a different...
Tommy Smith and John Carlos.
Yeah.
That's up there.
That's a championship moment.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.